Well, I definitely did not expect to be covering this story, but recent claims from a research team utilizing ground-penetrating radar over at Turkey's Durin Pınar site have reignited centuries-old questions about Noah's Ark. The discovery of subsurface structures and distinctive soil composition has led some researchers to suggest they found compelling evidence for the biblical vessel's final resting place. The Durin Pınar site lies in eastern Turkey, approximately 18 miles south of Mount Ararat, and consists of a boat-shaped geological formation measuring 538 feet in length. Made primarily of limonite and iron ore, the formation is situated in the Agri province near the Iranian border at an elevation between 1,966 to 2,004 meters above sea level. The site's distinctive boat-like shape first caught attention after being partially exposed by earthquake and heavy rainfall in 1948, before being formally identified by Turkish Army Captain İlhan Durin Pınar during a NATO mapping mission in 1959. The formation's physical dimensions have sparked particular interest among biblical researchers as they closely align with the measurements described in Genesis 6:15 for Noah's Ark. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. When converted to modern measurements, these biblical specifications translate to approximately 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high, making the Durin Pınar's formation of 538 feet in length relatively close to the biblical account. The location also holds geographical significance given its proximity to Mount Ararat, which Genesis 8:4 identifies as where the ark came to rest. Interest in the Durin Pınar site as a potential ark candidate began after its exposure in 1948, but gained international attention in 1960 when Life magazine published a story featuring aerial photographs captioned with Noah's Ark. Though initial investigators found the boat-like appearance to be superficial, the site continued to attract attention from various researchers and explorers over subsequent decades. The most notable proponent was Ron Wyatt, an amateur archaeologist who extensively promoted the site during the 1980s and 1990s, claiming it contained significant amounts of gopher wood, the biblical material used to construct the ark. Along with metal rivets and other structural components, Wyatt's claims, though never validated through peer-reviewed research, nevertheless established the Durin Pınar formation as a fixture in discussions about potential physical evidence for Noah's Ark. The latest chapter in the Durin Pınar site's controversial history comes from Andrew Jones and his research collective, Noah's Ark Scans. They have conducted new investigations since 2021. Jones describes the organization as a loose coalition of individuals dedicated to advancing scientific inquiries and advocating for the Ark's site. Combining both scientific research methods and biblical interest in the formation. In recent announcements shared with the Christian Broadcasting Network and other media outlets, Jones presented what he categorized as groundbreaking findings from the ground-penetrating radar surveys conducted at the site. The team's most significant claims include the detection of a 13-foot tunnel traversing the center of the formation, the identification of three distinct subterranean layers corresponding to the biblical description of the ark's three decks, discovery of what appears to be central and side corridors or hallways running through the proposed boat, and angular structures that are located approximately 20 feet below the surface that could potentially represent living quarters beneath a deck-like structure. Jones argues that these findings are inconsistent with natural geological formations, stating that this is not what you'd expect to see if the site was simply a solid block of rock or the result of random mudflow debris. Instead, he suggests these features align with what one would expect to find in the remains of a man-made vessel matching biblical specifications. Beyond the radar imaging, Jones and his team have placed significant emphasis on soil composition differences between samples taken from inside and outside the formation. Analysis of 22 soil samples reportedly revealed that material from within the formation had lower pH levels compared to surrounding soil, twice the organic matter content, and 40% higher potassium concentration. William Crabtree, a soil scientist working with NOAA's ARC scans, interpreted these differences as consistent with rotting wood, explaining that potassium levels, organic matter, and pH can all be influenced by decaying organic material. The team further noticed that vegetation growing within the formation displayed different coloration compared to plants immediately outside of it, which they suggest could indicate underlying compositional differences supporting human origin. Additional evidence cited by the research team included marine deposits and seafood remnants dated to between 3,500 and 5,000 years ago, which they interpret as indicating the area was once underwater during a period roughly corresponding with biblical flood chronologies. Professor Farouk Kaya, identified as a lead researcher, noted that our studies show that this region harbored life in that period and that at some point it was covered by water, which reinforces the possibility that a catastrophic event of great magnitude occurred. Central to the NOAA's ARC scan team's claims is their use of ground-penetrating radar, a geophysical method that uses radar pulses to create images of subsurface structures. This technology can detect various subsurface elements, including objects, changes in material properties, voids, and cracks under appropriate conditions. Andrew Jones describes their use of GPR as a non-invasive peek into the past, with initial scans revealing rectangular shapes approximately 22 feet below the surface. The team has also mentioned plans to employ electrical resistivity tomography, ERT, which uses electrical current to measure resistivity patterns underground as a complementary method. It's worth noting that the methods proposed on the Khafre Pyramid Project on the Giza Plateau by Filippo Biondi would be useful in deployment on sites like this because ground-penetrating radar alone will likely not be able to yield the kind of results that we're looking for, but if the technological capabilities of the Doppler integration that Filippo Biondi is using with their synthetic aperture radar scans for the Giza Plateau, if that type of sensor fusion and technological fusion could be applied towards sites like this, then we might be able to gain even higher fidelity imagery and more definitive conclusions on what this site actually is. A persistent criticism of research at the Durin Pinar site has been the lack of adherence to standard archaeological protocols. Traditional archaeological investigations usually follow rigorous methodologies, including systematic excavation, proper documentation, laboratory analysis of artifacts, and peer review before making definitive claims about historical structures. But to date, the Durin Pinar site has never been properly excavated by professional archaeologists following these protocols. This absence of systematic archaeological investigation presents a significant gap in the evidence needed to substantiate claims about the site's origin and purpose, whether that be purely geological or something a little bit more anomalous. The Noah's Ark scan team acknowledges this limitation, stating that their current work focuses on non-destructive testing methods, including soil sampling and radar scans, with excavation only being considered after sufficient evidence has been gathered and preservation strategies have been established. Jones has emphasized that their approach prioritizes careful planning and site preservation. The Noah's Ark scans team has outlined ambitious plans for the future. Investigations at the Durin Pinar site will continue. These plans focus on gathering more conclusive evidence using a combination of non-destructive and minimally invasive techniques. This includes the conducting of additional GPR and ERT scans across broader sections of the formation, and also performing core drilling at strategic locations to obtain samples from deeper within the structure without causing significant damage. Creating small openings to insert cameras for internal visualization is also being considered, as well as taking additional soil samples for more comprehensive analysis and collaboration with Turkish universities to develop a formal site preservation plan. While the Noah's Ark scans team has presented intriguing data, from their GPR surveys and soil analysis, substantial scientific skepticism persists regarding their interpretations. The boat-shaped formation at Durin Pinar undeniably exists and bears a superficial resemblance to descriptions of Noah's Ark, including its approximate dimensions and location near Mount Ararat. Recent investigations have identified these subsurface anomalies that researchers are interpreting as potential man-made structures, along with soil composition differences potentially indicating decayed organic material. But these findings, while compelling to some, fall short of conclusive scientific proof. Geological explanations offer natural mechanisms that could explain the formation and its characteristics without requiring extraordinary origins. I mean, it's all very interesting, and I definitely applaud and appreciate the use of things like ground-penetrating radar and encourage the use of these types of technologies as they develop, especially with the synthetic aperture radar and Doppler integration that Filippo Biondi and his team with the Khafre Pyramid Project are using to find things in Egypt. This is the kind of stuff that can be deployed worldwide, and we'd be able to get higher fidelity imagery from that type of a technique than just using the standard GPR or ERT techniques. So maybe we'll see more information, more evidence of what's underneath this particular formation. And some of the composition elements are interesting, and these potential void spaces are surely interesting. I would not be saying definitively that it's Noah's Ark, but I would be very interested in hearing more about this and seeing where it goes in the future. So hopefully the team will stick with it and they're able to find even more, because whatever is underneath that place, it surely is something that's worth talking about. We'll just have to see where it goes. It's a very strange time in 2025 for the historical narratives coming under pressure from all areas of the world, it would seem, and especially from the deep past, as it continues to contradict our models and our status quo. It is certainly time for a radical change and overview of our history, and maybe this will be playing a role in that as well, but we'll just have to find out. If you enjoyed this, please remember to hit the subscribe button. A lot of you who are still watching my videos have not subscribed yet. It is a massive benefit if you can hit the subscribe. Only if you truly do appreciate the work that I do and you want to support it. Drop a comment below. Let me know what you think about this. Is there any chance in your mind that this could be Noah's Ark, or is this just fanciful, wishful thinking from people with a certain ideology? Let me know in the comments below. Make sure you like the video and share it around. And also, if you're interested in the Khafre Pyramid Project and the claims surrounding these gigantic structures underneath the Giza Plateau, I'm going to be speaking on stage with the Khafre Pyramid Project team in June in North Carolina at the Cosmic Summit 2025 conference. That's going to be taking place on June the 20th to the 23rd, I believe, or the 22nd. Either way, there will be a link in the description box below and in the pinned comment at the top of the comment section. So if you want to go and you are in the local area or you have the ability to travel, it'd be great to have you there. I hope to see you. I hope to speak to you and meet you and talk about all of these incredible discoveries together, because that is what this is all about. It's about communicating and sharing ideas together as a community. Have a great week, and I'll be back no doubt very soon, because things just keep on happening. Take care, everyone. See you soon.